Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the short-term financing through notes payables. A company sometimes needs short-term financing. This situation may occur when the company's cash receipts are delayed because of lenient credit terms granted customers or the company's cash to finance the buildup of seasonal inventories, such as before Christmas. To secure short-term financing, companies issue interest-bearing or non-interest-bearing notes. To receive short-term financing, a company may issue an interest-bearing note to a bank. An interest-bearing note specifies the interest rate charged on the principal borrowed. The company receives from the bank the principal borrowed. When the note matures, the company pays the bank the principal plus the interest. Accounting for an interest-bearing note is simple. For example, assume the company's accounting year ends on December 31. Needham Company issued a $10,000, 90-day, 9% note on December 1, 2009. The following entries would record the loan: the accrual of interest on December 31, 2009, and its payment on March 1, 2010. So, 2009, you issued the note payable, you receive $10,000 cash, and you still have to pay it back, so it's recorded as a note payable of $10,000. And you just simply to record a 90-day bank note. The interest that's due on the 31st is an expense of $75 and is a payable of $75 as well. And your description is to just record accrued interest on a note payable. And you're going to tell the terms of that note, which is the $10,000 times the 9% for 30 days, or 90 days, I'm sorry. And then on March 1st, 2010, you're going to record the interest paid at that point, which notes payable, you're actually paying off the note on March 1st. So you're going to debit notes payable for the full amount of $10,000 and the interest expense of $150 plus the interest payable, you're going to close it out of $75. And then you paid your cash of $1,225 to the bank to repay back the note. And then you're just going to simply record what you did is to record the principal and interest paid on the bank note. A company may also issue a non-interest-bearing note to receive short-term financing from a bank. A non-interest-bearing note does not have a stated interest rate applied to the face value of the note. Instead, the note is drawn for a maturity amount less a bank discount. The borrower receives the proceeds. A bank discount is the difference between the maturity value of the note and the cash proceeds given to the borrower. The cash proceeds are equal to the maturity amount of a note less the bank discount. This entire process is called discounting a note payable. The purpose of this process is to introduce interest into what appears to be a non-interest-bearing note. The meaning of discounting here is to deduct interest in advance. So, you acquired a $10,000 note. However, the discount, the amount the bank's going to charge you for the $10,000 is the $225. So you didn't receive the full amount of $10,000, so you have to record the full amount that you received in cash of $9,775. And what is the difference? The difference is the discount. So record the difference as a discount on notes payable. And of course, you still have to pay the loan back of $10,000, so the $10,000 gets booked to notes payable. Needham credits notes payable for the face value of the note, and discounts on notes payables is a contra account used to reduce notes payable from face value to the net amount of the debt. The balance in the discount on notes payable account appears on the balance sheet as a deduction from the balance in the notes payable account. Over time, the discount becomes interest expense. The Needham paid the note before the end of the fiscal year. It would charge the entire $225 discount to interest expense and credit discount on notes payable. However, if Needham's fiscal year ended December 31, an adjusting entry would be required. And that adjusting entry, you're the $75 to interest expense and the discount on the note, and it's the accrued interest for the year end of $75. The entry records the interest expense incurred by Needham for the 30 days the note has been outstanding. The expense can be calculated by multiplying 9% by 10,000 by the 90 days. Notice that the entries involving discounted notes payable, no separate interest payable account is needed. The notes payable account already contains the total liability that will be paid at maturity, which is the $10,000. From the date that the proceeds are given to the borrower to the maturity date, the liability grows by reducing the balance in the discount on notes payable contra account. Thus, the current liability section of 2009 of December 31, the balance sheet would show. So you have, on your balance sheet, you have notes payable. You actually have to pay back the full $10,000. However, the note is only worth $9,850 because that's the only amount of money that you received. So you, that is your net realized value on the net payable, on the note payable, excuse me. When the note is paid at maturity, the interest is going to be as follows. So you posted the full amount of the note to accounts payable as a credit. So once you pay it, you have to get rid of that note payable balance by debiting $10,000 to note payable, the full amount of interest you must realize, which is the $150, and the cash amount that you paid was $10,000, and the $150, which was a discount at first, becomes the interest expense. The individual T accounts would look as follows. Your discounts on notes payable, you have the full amount of $225. You're realizing $75 by the end of the year, which will leave a $150 balance. And then for the interest expense, this $75 that was realized here becomes an expense once it's realized, and you're going to close it out on December 31. And then the balance that's left is $150, which will be paid off in March when the note matures.